And now, What the Fed with technologist John Cofrancesco.
I bet you haven't heard the name Bernard Baruch. But in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, he was known as America's troubleshooter. Presidents of both parties brought him in to solve the hard problems. At the breakout of World War I, President Wilson pulled that millionaire out of the stock exchange and into the government for the sole purpose of converting us from a civilian economy into a wartime economy. Bernard Baruch was successful. At the end of the war in Vienna, the Germans noted that it was our economic output as much as our military output that ultimately defeated them. On the way back from that trip to Vienna, Bernard Baruch sat down with the president. He understood that a new war was coming. In fact, he had been called pro-German when he told the British and French that the reparations were going to result in another war. He wanted to make sure that his successors were prepared for that war. So, together, they built what would become the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, ICAF. ICAF was designed to teach ordinary military and civilian leaders how to turn civilian economies into wartime economies, how to do logistics on a global scale, how to take ordinary people and to turn them into weapons of war, not for the fighting, but for the building. ICAF went on to become so successful that it was able to take ordinary soldiers and turn them into great leaders. One such soldier was Dwight Eisenhower. In the mid-30s, when he attended ICAF, he was only a major, but by the time World War II ended, he was the supreme Allied commander. It was his leadership and expertise in organizing all of our Allied countries, our logistics, and our economy that ultimately allowed us to win the Second World War. Sometimes success is about going to where success has already been found. Today, we have a military-industrial complex. What we don't have is the preparations for the next war, the cyber war. To address this, the Navy is going back to its roots. It's building a Navy university dedicated on a joint military level to training airmen, sailors, soldiers, and Marines how to fight cyber wars. So when there's a cyber attack, we can defend ourselves in the cyber realm. Just like ICAF taught Eisenhower how to marshal the resources of war, the new Navy University will develop leaders that are adaptable and agile to fight in the cyberspace.
That was What the Fed with technologist John Cofrancesco.